Restoring My Soul, Friday the 10th of September. Blessed are the meek. Jesus said that the meek are blessed because they are able to inherit the earth. Having been delivered from the power of the other law, which kept them in bondage to sin, the believer is able to receive the word of their name and to become obedient to their predestination as a son of God in Christ. That is, they are able to be born again as a son of God. Christ demonstrated meekness when, having become a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. The meek, who have now been born of God, are also able to be obedient as they are joined to the fellowship of Christ's offering and sufferings. Paul summarized this point, writing, "But God be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine to which you were delivered. And having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness." Baptism is the form of doctrine to which a believer is delivered through the word of the cross. They now present themselves as slaves of righteousness for holiness or sanctification. Jesus described this as hungering and thirsting for righteousness. They are blessed because they are filled with all the fullness of God, as their whole being, body, soul, and spirit, has become a temple for the agape expression and fellowship of Yahweh. A person who presents themselves in this manner does so by the mercies of God, which they obtain as they are merciful or actively compassionate to others. They present themselves for fellowship in the offering and sufferings of Christ as a living sacrifice in the temple or house of the Son. The references used in today's devotions are Matthew chapter 5 verses 5 to 7, James chapter 1 verse 21, Philippians chapter 2 verse 8, Romans chapter 6 verses 17 to 19, Revelation chapter 3 verse 20, and Romans chapter 12 verse 1. For further study, James chapter 1.